and an early learning center. While over 500 submissions objecting to the proposal were submitted, the Deputy Premier's office approved a ministerial infrastructure designation, which included a notice of how submissions were considered, indicating little attention being paid to these more critical submissions. On the upheaval of habitat land for more spawning fields, one community member said, quote, "What sort of message does this send to young people? That an abundance of playing fields is more important than protecting a threatened species facing extinction in southeast Queensland?"
Commuters in Brisbane's CBD are set to see a shift in inner city geography when the 2032 Olympics transforms Fortitude Valley into a core route for those walking to events between Future Athletes Village in Bowen Hills and both the newly designed Victoria Park and National Aquatic Centre. During the game's peak, the National Aquatic Centre will hold 25,000 fans and afterward be downsized to an 8,000-seat community legacy centre. Thanks to the heavy construction planned at the RNA Showgrounds and Victoria Park, local leaders hope to prevent traffic chaos before building begins. The local council is looking at changing the two-hour general parking limit to help clear up street space and manage visitors. Before making major changes, the council is asking locals to share thoughts and feedback online so the final traffic plan works for those that live in the affected communities. In national news, the European Space Agency has offered Australian astronaut Catherine Bennell Pegg a potential place in a future space mission to the International Space Station. The director of UWA's International Space Centre said that while costs would be significant and dependent on crowdfunding, industry support and government, the mission represented a crucial opportunity for Australia. As a part of her tour of Western Australia's goldfields, Miss Bennell Pegg said that through representing Australia, I can unlock the opportunity for Australia to be part of human spaceflight, to be able to put payloads in space and do research up there.
A state school in Queensland was closed due to potential exposure to dangerous chemicals. The Queensland Fire Department were called to Cunnamulla State School, 800 kilometres west of Brisbane, at 2 p.m. to investigate the potential mercury exposure, and several students were taken to hospital as a precaution. It is understood that students brought the substance to school and staff acted immediately to remove the substance and contact the council and health authorities. Access has been prevented to the affected area and an investigation is underway. Mercury is a highly toxic heavy metal that can cause damage to the brain, kidneys, and nervous system from skin contact, inhalation, or ingestion, and it is recognized as particularly dangerous to young children.
In international news, Pope Leo has issued a warning on the dangers of artificial intelligence. In a written manifesto titled Magnifica Humanitas, or Magnificent Humanity, he urged governments worldwide to slow the development of AI systems and curb their disruptive effects. The Pope called for, quote, robust legal frameworks, independent oversight, informed users, and a political system that does not abdicate its responsibility. The paper also included an apology from the Vatican for the Catholic Church's role in slavery and suggested that the world was, quote, in danger of normalizing the exploitation of people again in relation to AI. The Pope has convened a commission to work against the impacts of AI, but there are questions about its potential effectiveness in the face of rapid technological advances.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 19 degrees with a predicted high of 22 degrees. It's currently cloudy, but that rain is set to return within the next hour, so pack your umbrellas. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.